91.5 KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7 KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3 KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Forecast for today, partly sunny, highs near 80. Rain moves into the listening area later this afternoon and overnight, bringing with it a cold front. Lows tonight around 54. High tomorrow only around 67. More details coming right up. It's 6 o'clock.
Good morning.
The Nobel Committee says the trio made groundbreaking discoveries that explain the function of cells the committee calls the immune system's security guards, cells called regulatory T cells. Those cells help prevent other immune system cells from attacking healthy tissue. The three scientists will share more than $1.1 million. Rob Stein, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Security has been increased at an Olathe Elementary School where the principal asked some staff members to stop wearing T-shirts similar to one that was popularized by the assassinated right-wing icon Charlie Kirk. The shirts bear the word freedom. The Arbor Creek Elementary School principal said the shirts were a political statement and asked staff not to wear them. After his request was made public, the principal's personal information, including his home address, was posted online, triggering fears he might be the target of retaliation by supporters of Kirk. In a statement, the Olathe superintendent said classrooms should remain politically neutral. KMBC reports the district has not clarified whether teachers are formally banned from wearing the T-shirts. A forum on bringing civility back to public discourse will be held at Lawrence tonight. Sponsored by the League of Women Voters of Lawrence Douglas County, the event will bring together local elected officials and other civic leaders to discuss how to better engage with public issues. The forum begins at 7 at the Lawrence Public Library. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is expecting a strong corn and soybean harvest this year. But as Joe Schultz reports, the prices farmers are seeing aren't keeping up with costs.
Corn production nationally is expected to be 13% higher than last year, with 10 states expected to see record yields. That's according to the USDA's September crop forecast. But experts say high nationwide yields tend to lead to lower crop prices. Brenda Goodex is with the Wisconsin Corn Promotion Board.
This is going to be like the third year in a row that our farmers are going to be selling corn at below cost. Yes, yields look great, but prices do not.
A recent report from the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis found farm incomes fell in the second quarter of the year. The report says low crop prices and high input costs drove the decrease. I'm Joe Schultz, Harvest Public Media.
A popular source of entertainment in western Kansas will have to close down for the rest of the year. KWCH-TV reports the drive-in movie theater in Canopolis is now closed due to a broken projector. The owners say the future is uncertain because the broken part is no longer made and a new projector would cost $100,000. The outdoor theater in Ellsworth County first opened in 1952. It's one of about 280 drive-ins left in the U.S. and one of just three that survive in Kansas. Forecast for today, partly sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon near 80 degrees, cold fronts moving into the listening area, bringing with it a chance of showers and thunderstorms, a 60% chance overnight with lows around 54. Tomorrow begins with just a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, begins cloudy, becomes mostly sunny. High temperatures tomorrow only around 67 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, it's mostly cloudy, 63 degrees. The time is 7 minutes after 6.
Support for NPR comes from NPR Station.
It's already been filed by the Federal Employees Union.
Right.
Making it clear it's illegal. And also doing everything I can to reopen the government. But again, without giving the president this blank check and dealing with the health care cost issue.
Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland, thanks for your time, sir.
Good to be with you.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Glad you're with us. Hope you can keep listening. Coming up on Morning Edition, the mood in Chicago remains tense after federal immigration agents clashed with protesters in a mostly Latino neighborhood over the weekend. Local officials are worried.
There is like the sense of like helplessness and distress that we're all feeling because there's sort of this lack of law and order.
The latest from Chicago coming up in about 15 minutes on Morning Edition. Rain headed our way. Partly sunny skies today, high near 80. 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 5 p.m. 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight with a low around 54. Rain will bring some relief from the unseasonably warm temperatures we've been experiencing. Forecast for tomorrow, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning. The day begins cloudy, then gradually becomes mostly sunny. Highs tomorrow only around 67. In Lawrence right now, mostly cloudy, 63 degrees.
I'm Tim Franks, host of BBC NewsHour. Coming up today, for the first time, a woman is chosen to lead the Anglican Church worldwide. After the Manchester murders, what can be done to prevent more synagogue attacks? And that new album is out.
The BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 6:21.
Support for NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson, right here on Kansas Public Radio. Serving you since 1952, this is Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom, including a complete look at the forecast. Cooler temperatures are on the way. Details coming right up. It's 6:30.
Day six, lawmakers are deadlocked over how to fund agencies. Democrats want health care subsidies addressed, while President Trump wants to preserve current spending levels. He says federal layoffs have started, but he has not elaborated on that. You are listening to NPR News in Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A former guard at the Wabunsee County Jail has been arrested for allegedly stealing money from an inmate. 48-year-old Jeffrey Patrick was arrested Sunday on one count of mistreatment of a confined person. In May, the Wabunsee County Sheriff's Office contacted the Kansas Bureau of Investigation after it was reported that Patrick was taking money from an inmate for personal use. The alleged incidents occurred between March and May at the Wabunsee County Jail, where Patrick served as a correctional officer until he was terminated in June. Following his arrest, Patrick was booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail. Wildfire smoke is contributing to premature deaths in the Midwest. That's what a new report says. Celia Yopis-Jepson has more.
The nonprofit organization Climate Central says wildfire smoke is taking a toll on human health. It estimates from 2006 to 2020, wildfire smoke caused up to 2,500 people to die prematurely in Kansas and up to 5,000 in Missouri. The smoke contains fine particles that can trigger asthma attacks or exacerbate conditions such as heart disease. Kansas and Missouri residents tend to experience 40 to 80 days per year of wildfire smoke pollution. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
A small earthquake was recorded in north-central Kansas Sunday afternoon. The 2.8 magnitude quake was centered near Stockton in Rooks County. KSN reports the quake occurred at 2:58 p.m. at a depth of about 7.6 miles. If you felt the quake, the U.S. Geological Survey asks you to report it on their website, usgs.gov. If you can see it between the clouds tonight, the moon will look bigger and brighter than usual. The fall harvest supermoon is the first of three supermoons this year, but tonight's promises to be the biggest and brightest of the year. A supermoon takes place when a full moon is closer to Earth in its orbit. According to NASA, the moon will look up to 14% bigger and 30% brighter than usual. tonight. Not a great chance to see the moon tonight, to be honest. Partly sunny skies today, high temperatures near 80 degrees. A cold front moves in this evening, bringing with it clouds and chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy overnight. Low temperature around 54. Tomorrow begins with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, but becomes mostly sunny with a high near 67.
Support.
Thanks.
You bet.
That's NPR Media Correspondent David Folkenflik. This is NPR News.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
This is Morning Edition, coming to you on Kansas Public Radio. Still ahead, women have an evolutionary advantage when it comes to living longer. They outlive men by about 5 years, but a new study shows how males could narrow that gap. We'll find out how in about 12 minutes. Weather forecast for today, partly sunny skies, highs near 80 degrees. Cold front moves into the listening area today. There's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 5 p.m. Overnight, there's a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly cloudy overnight with a low around 54. Tomorrow begins with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Day begins cloudy, but gradually becomes mostly sunny tomorrow with highs only around 67 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, mostly cloudy, 63 degrees. Topeka cloudy, 65. Manhattan reporting drizzle and 65. Atchison reporting drizzle and 64 degrees. The time is 6:44.
I'm Leila Fadel, a bit behind on the news. No sweat, we got you.
A much higher cost to build the infrastructure needed to service those facilities.
Robinson Meyer of Heatmap News, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Mariachi Garibaldi and Ballet Folklorico del Rio Grande, October 10th, 7:30 p.m. Details at jccc.edu/mtc.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show today, don't miss our special Washburn musical guests in the 11 o'clock hour, coming in to sing and tell us about the Washburn Choral Concert tomorrow night in White Concert Hall there. Before that, one of the Bach solo cello suites, and we'll go back to 77 for the 77th Symphony of Haydn. If you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. Cooler weather is headed our way. Forecast for today, partly sunny, still warm, high near 80 degrees. Cold front moving in, though. There's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight. Lows overnight around 54 degrees. Some of the rain could be heavy, even some hail possible. Tomorrow begins with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, then gradually becomes mostly sunny with cooler temps. Tomorrow's high around 67. In Lawrence right now, mostly cloudy, 63. Manhattan, some drizzle, 64 degrees. It's 9 minutes before 7.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, and online all the time at kansaspublicradio.org. Good morning. Glad you're with us for Morning Edition. Coming up next, the latest news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom. Forecast for today, partly sunny, but storms moving in, bringing with them cooler temperatures. We'll have details coming right up. It's 7 o'clock.
NPR News, London.
The protests in the UK come ahead of tomorrow's second anniversary of Hamas's attack on Israel. That killed nearly 1,200 people and took 251 people hostage. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Security has been increased at an Olathe elementary school where the principal asked some staff members to stop wearing T-shirts similar to the one that was popularized by the assassinated right-wing icon Charlie Kirk. The shirts bear the word freedom. The Arbor Creek Elementary School principal said the shirts were a political statement and asked staff not to wear them. After his request was made public, the principal's personal information, including his home address, was posted online, triggering fears he might be the target of retaliation by supporters of Kirk. In a statement, the Olathe superintendent said classrooms should remain politically neutral. KMBC reports the district has not clarified whether teachers are formally banned from wearing the T-shirts. A forum on bringing civility back to public discourse will be held in Lawrence tonight, sponsored by the League of Women Voters of Lawrence Douglas County. The event will bring together local elected officials and other civic leaders to discuss how to better engage with public issues. The forum begins at 7 at the Lawrence Public Library. Kansas advocates are helping rural workers navigate the fine print of new federal tax deductions for tips and overtime. As Kaylin Moore reports, they may not see as much relief as they expect.
One in six Southwest Kansans work at the meatpacking plants and regularly work overtime. That means they could benefit from tax relief outlined in the Trump administration's Big Beautiful Bill. But Adrian Olnick of Kansas Action for Children says the provision that eliminates taxes on tips and overtime can only be claimed when filing taxes in the spring, and the deductions only apply to some of the extra income earned during overtime hours. She says rural families should be aware of that before planning their finances.
So making sure that they don't assume one thing and another thing happens, we would hate for that to happen.
Olnick says the law also removed immigrants and their children from eligibility for some welfare programs. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
A popular source of entertainment in western Kansas will have to close down for the rest of the year. KWCH-TV reports the drive-in movie theater in Kannapolis is now closed due to a broken projector. The owners say the future is uncertain because the broken part is no longer made, and a new projector would cost $100,000. The outdoor theater in Ellsworth County first opened in 1952. It's one of about 280 drive-ins left in the U.S. and one of just three that survive in Kansas. Weather forecast for today, partly sunny, high temperatures this afternoon near 80, cold front moving in this evening, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low of 54. Cold front bringing in much cooler temperatures, though. Tomorrow's high only around 67 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, mostly cloudy, 63 degrees. Topeka, mostly cloudy, 65. The time, 7:07.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X.
7:30 p.m. at the Pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Coming up in the next half hour, a federal judge temporarily blocked President Trump from activating the Oregon National Guard. Now he's sending troops to Oregon from a different state.
There is like this sense of like helplessness and distress that we're all feeling because there's sort of this lack of law and order.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says this is a breathtaking abuse of law and power. Details in about 15 minutes on Morning Edition. KPR's Big Band Christmas is December 13th, and tickets to the general public are on sale Saturday. It's the KC Jazz Orchestra performing Big Band favorites and Christmas tunes. To get an early shot at tickets, become a KPR member now at kansaspublicradio.org. Weather forecast for today, showers and thunderstorms moving into the listening area. That bodes for cooler temperatures. Today, partly sunny with a high near 80 degrees, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Overnight, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms.
I'm Rebecca Kesby, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, the French Prime Minister resigns less than a month into the job and 13 hours after naming his cabinet. So now what? Indirect talks on Gaza start in Egypt, and can the biting mechanism of sawflies help human surgery?
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. The time is 7:21.
Support for NPR.
So I say, thank you for the lovely bouquet. I'm married to the hustle, and now I know the life will be so good.
This is NPR News.
Beth Macy says she grew up in a poor and dysfunctional family, but her Ohio hometown was rich with diversity and community back then.
In my hometown, which was a hotbed of abolitionist activity and an underground railroad haven, there were now Confederate flags flying.
Hear how Macy returned home to uncover what changed for her new book on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock with your host, Laura Lorson, right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom, including a complete look at your weather forecast. A cold front is on the way. Highs this afternoon near 80. Highs tomorrow only around 67. Details to come. It's 7:30.
U.S. and Arab states are pressuring both sides for a ceasefire and the release of hostages, dead and alive. You're listening to NPR News in Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is expecting a strong corn and soybean harvest this year. But as Joe Schultz reports, the prices farmers are seeing aren't keeping up with costs.
Corn production nationally is expected to be 13% higher than last year, with 10 states expected to see record yields. That's according to the USDA's September crop forecast. But experts say high nationwide yields tend to lead to lower crop prices. Brenda Goodex is with the Wisconsin Corn Promotion Board.
This is going to be like the third year in a row that our farmers are going to be selling corn at below cost. Yes, yields look great, but prices do not.
A recent report from the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis found farm incomes fell in the second quarter of the year. The report says low crop prices and high input costs drove the decrease. I'm Joe Schultz, Harvest Public Media.
A former guard at the Waubunsee County Jail has been arrested for allegedly stealing money from an inmate. 48-year-old Jeffrey Patrick was arrested Sunday on one count of mistreatment of a confined person. In May, the Waubunsee County Sheriff's Office contacted the Kansas Bureau of Investigation after it was reported that Patrick was taking money from an inmate for personal use. The alleged incidents occurred between March and May at the Waubunsee County Jail, where Patrick served as a correctional officer until he was terminated in June. Following his arrest, Patrick was booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail. A man was arrested Saturday after allegedly assaulting a Lawrence City bus driver. 49-year-old Richard W. Page is also accused of punching one of the bus's windows out. Police say the bus driver asked Page to roll up his window. Page reportedly refused and began disrupting other passengers, so the driver pulled over and asked him to get off. That's when Page allegedly shoved the driver and punched the window. He faces one count of battery and one count of criminal damage to property. Weather forecast for today, partly sunny skies with a high near 80, but a cold front's moving in, bringing with it a 30% chance of showers this afternoon. Tonight, there's a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 54. Tomorrow begins with just a 20% chance of precipitation, then becomes mostly sunny, high tomorrow near 67.
Support for NPR comes from
Center.org.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Coming up in about 10 minutes, the latest business news on the Marketplace Morning Report.
Support for KPR comes from 715 Restaurant in downtown Lawrence, offering an event space located at 725 Massachusetts for private parties. More at 715mass.com.
Cold fronts moving into eastern Kansas. Weather forecast for today, partly sunny with a high near 80. 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly late this afternoon, although we're getting some reports of precipitation already. Tonight, there's a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 54. Tomorrow begins with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms and gradually becomes mostly sunny. Highs tomorrow only around 67 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, partly cloudy, 63 degrees. Topeka, cloudy, 65. Junction City reporting rain and 64 degrees. The time is 7:44.
Every day, NPR goes straight to the news source.
And I'm Stephen Skip.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Tina, the Tina Turner musical, an uplifting comeback story like no other, Tuesday, October 14th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. As part of KPR's annual Live Day, Friday night, October 24th, join us for a free concert by violinist Destiny Ann Mermagan and friends. It's an evening of spooky tales and tunes live at the Lawrence Public Library and broadcast on KPR. Again, that's Friday night, October 24th, 7 p.m. Admission is free, but we do ask you to RSVP at kansaspublicradio.org if you plan to join us. Forecast for today, partly sunny with a high near 80, cold front moving in, bringing with it a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon. Overnight, a 60% chance of precipitation, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 54. Tomorrow begins with just a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then becoming mostly sunny. Highs tomorrow much more comfortable, much more seasonable, near 67 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, partly cloudy, 63. Topeka, cloudy, 65. Manhattan reporting rain and 64 degrees at 9 minutes before 8.
Justin Winters is co-founder and executive director at One Earth. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
We are live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Up next, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. It's 8 o'clock.
Good morning.
Which often satirized President Trump, paying Trump $16 million to settle his lawsuit over a 60 Minutes interview of then-Vice President Kamala Harris last year, naming a conservative former think tank chief to be an ombudsman. Now Barry Weiss arrives as a top executive. She is to work in partnership with CBS News President Tom Cebrowski. She has no experience in broadcast and is unlikely to direct logistics, but Weiss is to have the remit to reshape journalistic sensibilities at the network of Edward R. Murrow and Walter Cronkite. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Security has been increased at an Olathe elementary school where the principal asked some staff members to stop wearing T-shirts similar to one that was popularized by the assassinated right-wing icon Charlie Kirk. The shirts bear the word freedom. The Arbor Creek Elementary School principal said the shirts were a political statement and asked staff not to wear them. After his request was made public, the principal's personal information, including his home address, was posted online, triggering fears he might be the target of retaliation by supporters of Kirk. In a statement, the Olathe superintendent said classrooms should remain politically neutral. KMBC reports the district has not clarified whether teachers are formally banned from wearing the T-shirts. A forum on bringing civility back to public discourse will be held in Lawrence tonight, sponsored by the League of Women Voters of Lawrence Douglas County. The event will bring together local elected officials and other civic leaders to discuss how to better engage with public issues. The forum begins at 7 at the Lawrence Public Library. Wildfire smoke is contributing to premature deaths in the Midwest. That's what a new report found. Celia Yopis-Jepson has more.
The nonprofit organization, 500 people to die prematurely in Kansas and up to 5,000 in Missouri. The smoke contains fine particles that can trigger asthma attacks or exacerbate conditions such as heart disease. Kansas and Missouri residents tend to experience 40 to 80 days per year of wildfire smoke pollution. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
A small earthquake was recorded in north-central Kansas yesterday afternoon. The 2.8 magnitude quake was centered near Stockton in Rooks County. KSN reports the quake occurred at 2:58 p.m. at a depth of about 7.6 miles. If you felt the quake, the U.S. Geological Survey asks you to report it on their website at usgs.gov. Weather forecast for today, a cold front is moving into the KPR listening area. National Weather Service says we can expect partly sunny skies today with a high temperature still above normal, near 80 degrees. There is a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms developing, mainly after 5 p.m., although there are already reports of precipitation across the listening area. Tonight, there's a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Overnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 54. Tomorrow begins with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Then becomes gradually mostly sunny with a high temperature tomorrow, much more seasonable, around 67 degrees. Looking ahead to Wednesday, sunny with a high near 73. Right now in Lawrence, partly cloudy skies, 63 degrees. Topeka, cloudy, 65. Manhattan reporting rain and 64 degrees. At 8:07.
Support for NPR.
To reopen the government, but again, without giving the president this blank check and dealing with the health care cost issue.
Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland, thanks for your time, sir.
Good to be with you.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at airefugeeslawrence.org.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. I want to correct something I said in the newscast. The forum on bringing civility back to public discourse at the Lawrence Public Library tonight begins at 6 o'clock, not 7 o'clock. All the details are on the League of Women Voters of Lawrence Douglas County website at lawrenceleague.com. Don't miss our special Washburn musical guests on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia this morning. That's in the 11 o'clock hour. They're coming in to sing and tell us about what the Washburn Choral Concert will be performing tomorrow night. Before that, one of the Bach solo cello suites, and we'll go back to 77 for the 77th Symphony of Haydn. Packed show on the Classical Morning Show with your friend Cordelia. That's from 9 till noon. If you're listening to KPR2 coming up at 9, it's the BBC NewsHour. Weather forecast calls for a cold front to move into the listening area, bringing with it a chance of showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures today still unseasonably warm, around 80 degrees. For tonight, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, low around 54. Tomorrow begins with just a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, then becomes mostly sunny, very pleasant. High temperatures tomorrow afternoon around 67 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, partly cloudy, 63. Topeka, cloudy skies, 65 degrees. Junction City reporting rain and 64 degrees. The time is 21 minutes after 8.
Support for NPR comes. This is NPR News.
Beth Macy says she grew up in a poor and dysfunctional family, but her Ohio hometown was rich with diversity and community back then.
In my hometown, which was a hotbed of abolitionist activity and an underground railroad haven, there were now Confederate flags flying.
Hear how Macy returned home to uncover what changed for her new book on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered comes to you this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson, from 3 to 7 right here on KPR. Up next on Morning Edition, latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom, including a complete look at your weather forecast, cold front on the way, cooler temperatures headed our way as well. It's 8:30.
From NPR, to locate the dead, there are disputes over which Palestinian prisoners Israel released in exchange for the hostages, how Hamas will disarm and relinquish power, and over Israeli troop withdrawal from Gaza. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
The government shutdown has been going on now for almost a week with no end in sight. Democrats and Republicans in Congress are at an impasse, and President Trump says federal workers are being laid off. Unions filed a lawsuit last week when the administration was threatening firings. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A former guard at the Wabunsee County Jail has been arrested for allegedly stealing money from an inmate. 48-year-old Jeffrey Patrick was arrested Sunday on one count of mistreatment of a confined person. In May, the Wabunsee County Sheriff's Office contacted the Kansas Bureau of Investigation after it was reported that Patrick was taking money from an inmate for personal use. The alleged incidents occurred between March and May at the Wabunsee County Jail, where Patrick served as a correctional officer until he was terminated in June. Following his arrest, Patrick was booked into the Pottawamaneet County Jail. A man was arrested Saturday after allegedly assaulting a Lawrence City bus driver. 49-year-old Richard W. Page is also accused of punching one of the bus's windows out. Police say the bus driver asked Page to roll up his window. Page reportedly refused and began disrupting other passengers, so the driver pulled over and asked him to get off. That's when Page allegedly shoved the driver and punched the window. WIBW-TV reports the driver did not require medical treatment. Page faces one count of battery and one count of criminal damage to property. The Kansas City Chiefs will play the Jacksonville Jaguars tonight on Monday Night Football. As Greg Eklund reports, they're facing a team with a better record under their first-year coach.
The Jaguars are off to a 3-1 start.
They're punching the football, they're tipping passes, they're intercepting the football when they get their hands on it, and so it'll be a great challenge for us.
In five games Mahomes has played against the Jaguars, including one playoff game, he has never lost. The Chiefs enter the game with a 2-2 record. Kickoff is at 7:15. I'm Greg Eklund.
Forecast for today, partly sunny skies, highs near 80. Cold front moves in this evening. There's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon. Tonight, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight. Tomorrow, the day begins cloudy, then gradually becomes mostly sunny with a high near 67. In Lawrence right now, partly cloudy and 65 degrees. The time, 8:34.
Support for NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Weather forecast for today, partly sunny skies with a high temperature near 80 degrees. A cold front is moving into the listening area. There's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, some reported already. Tonight, there's a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy overnight with a low around 54. Tomorrow begins with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, then becomes cloudy, then becomes mostly sunny, much cooler too. High temperatures tomorrow around 67 degrees. Looking into the latter part of the week, Wednesday sunny with a high near 73. Thursday mostly sunny with a high near 77. Friday sunny with a high near 81 degrees. So things will get a little cooler for a few days anyway. It's 8:44.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. Checking the news these days might feel like a lot, but staying informed should be approachable.
So what's the situation there like now?
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR, followed by the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown. That begins after the news, runs until noon. If you're listening on KPR2, coming up at 9, it's the BBC News Hour. Again this year, KPR's Live Day broadcast presents our own Destiny Ann Mermaghan in a free concert at the Lawrence Public Library. It's Friday night, October 24th. Admission is free, but seating is limited, so please RSVP now at kansaspublicradio.org. Hope you can join us for a night of spooky tunes, tales, and bad jokes for Halloween. That's on Friday night, October 24th, 7 p.m., presented by Kansas Public Radio. Partly sunny with a high near 80 degrees this afternoon. Storm fronts moving across the listening area, bringing some rain and cooler temperatures. Tonight, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows around 54. Tomorrow begins cloudy with a 20% chance of showers. Gradually becomes mostly sunny, and the high tomorrow ends up around 67 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, almost that warm already. Mostly cloudy, 66. Topeka, cloudy, 67. It's 9 minutes before 9.
At betterhelp.com/public.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, promoting the 2025 Caw Valley Field Day, a celebration of soil, farmers, food, and community, October 11th at the Shirk Farm in North Lawrence. Details at CawValleyFieldDay.com.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. KPR's Big Band Christmas is December 13th, and tickets to the general public are going on sale Saturday. It's the KC Jazz Orchestra performing big band favorites and Christmas tunes. To get an early shot at tickets, become a KPR member now at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us for Morning Edition on this Monday. Do stay tuned for the Classical Morning Show with Cordelia. It's coming up next on KPR2. It's the BBC News Hour. Forecast for today, partly sunny with a high near 80, cold front moving in, Good chance we'll see some showers and thunderstorms today. Right now in Lawrence, it's mostly cloudy, 66. Topeka, cloudy, 67. Manhattan reporting rain and 65 degrees at 1 minute after 9.
Live from NPR News in Washington.